K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State coming to you on another windy day in the Midwest, Kansas City, Missouri. Recording just before I get my Wednesday started here, April 3rd, 2024, the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports, whether that's football, men's, women's basketball, spring sports, currently firing up in action, track and field, women's golf, all that, and more. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, I was waiting for that one. Appreciate it for listening to the podcast. I know we've been hiatus for a little bit. I appreciate your patience during this stretch of time. As I'm recording this right now, I was meaning to get a special episode postcast baseball from over the Easter weekend. Of course, K-State Texas played at Toyton Family Stadium. I'll get that up here immediately this morning at some point, and then this will either come out either tonight or tomorrow. I haven't decided yet, as we're going to focus on this episode focusing on the track and field team. Oh, that's not what I want. Of course, it's going to do that. But speaking of which, the K-State track and field teams did finish up Easter weekend in Wichita, Kansas for the Shocker Spring Invitational at Cessna Stadium. Of course, that's, of course, hosted by Wichita State. We'll focus on the, some of these are field and some are from the track. On last Saturday there, J.C. Schroeder won the women's shot put. She put out a PR of a 53.65. Her teammate Grace Thompson finished interim spot there with a 51.45. Nate Collier on the men's side winning for K-State there in the same event, shot put with a 53.2.2 there. Kansas State claimed the top two spots in the discus, led by Andrew White, senior, taking the win with a throw of 172-11. That's 52.7 meters there for him. Collier competed in his second event of the day there with Collier. Did I just say it? Yeah. Yeah, Nate Collier went for two last weekend there. He also competed in this event there in the discus. He put up a 171-4. That's 52.2 meter throw there as well. On the girls' side, Claire Bybee recorded a new PR for her. This coming in the pole vault. She cleared a height of 13.3. Her previous best was 12.9.5. She cleared that at multiple points of the season last year there as well. Other top three results on the field for Kansas State include Madeline McCabe in women's high jump, second. Sophomore Tamia Kuntz in women's discus throw. Devin Richardson won a triple jump with a distance of 47.1 there. Richardson, we know him as a triple jump threat every time he steps on into that category there, onto that field event, I should say there. So congratulations to Devin Richardson there. Freshman Micaiah Scott competed in two races over the weekend. For the first time, he took second in the 100-meter dash with an 11.9, and then seconds in the fourth in the 200. Oh, I'm right there. Let me just repeat that. So just under 12 in 100, and then again for Scott in the 200 meters. There we go. With a 24.4, three more ladies also getting it done in the 200 meters. This one coming from Tanisi Johnson, second, 24.4. And then you have Levine Aubert, fifth, and Jordan Edwards coming in sixth. Edwards put down a 25.3. Aubert, who came in fifth ahead of her teammate Jordan Edwards, 25.3 as well. And you have the freshmen, three of them, in the men's 200-meter dash, running for the first time, including Tyreek Lewis, fifth, Ned Matlock, runner-up. And Isaac Altuve, Matlock, runner-up, 21-6. Lewis, I just said him, 21-9. Isaac Altuve, 21-9-8 for him. And then we go down here on women's side. Aubrey Donnelly winning the 800 meters there with a 2 minutes and 13 seconds there. Jessica Caraway, the junior, finishing third with 2:16. And Will Carroll on the men's side finished in the podium position in third with a 1:53 in the men's 800. And the Wildcats will head out west next week for the Jim Click Shootout in Tuscan, Arizona, starting this Thursday coming up for the K-State Men's Women's Track and Fields team at Drachman Stadium, hosted by the Arizona Wildcats, University of Arizona. Let's see if I missed anybody here. I think we got most of everyone here. Tim Lambert in the 200 meters coming in sixth with a 21.93 there as well. Also, others in the men's 800. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III, track and field recap from Wichita, Kansas. Let's see, where was I? Yeah, Alex Gutierrez finished fourth, just seconds behind Carroll with a 1:53.8. Jack Vincent and Ryan Derry coming in fifth and sixth there as well. The women's 4x4 winning that with a 3:46 with Jonice Johnson, Jordan Edwards, Delaney Wright, and Eric Bickenskate put down a 3:46 4x4 meter relay there as well. And on the men's side, and it looked like they DNF'd, unfortunately, there on that. I don't know how I can do that. but the men's pole vault, Jesse Pinkley wasn't able to put a result up there as well. So that's unfortunate there as well. So, but overall, not too shabby from this group on Saturday, last Saturday, during Easter weekend down there south, Wichita, Kansas, there for the Shocker Spring Invite. So next up is everything will start back up tomorrow out west in Arizona for the men's women's track and field teams as they'll look to take their acts on the road to get better as we enter into the month of April. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available wherever we do decide to record Kansas State content. We will have a bonus episode hopefully next week. I made a decision last night, so look out for that. And of course, the latest bonus episode is solely on Podbean. You're only going to find that on that channel with myself and Alex Aiden, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's how it's labeled. I didn't label that. I'm trying to find a different way to do that. But for now, that's what it is. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. You'll find it right there. And that should have only 3 podcasts. I'm hopeful to get another one up from spring, from the football season, this past football season, there as well. So we got a lot to catch up on that, I'm sure. But I'm hopeful to possibly reach out to somebody in the near future. So we'll have that as well. But we're going to wave the checkered flag on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State track and field episode edition. I'll say it out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from another winning day in the state of Missouri, KC, Missouri. this has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. We will talk to you hopefully. By the way, I am recording this way ahead of K-State, Missouri State on a diamond later on this afternoon. Hopefully we can do a postcast of that for you guys later on late this evening. So we'll see how everything goes with that. So K-State baseball coming off of a series loss against Texas. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.